The Awakening of the Consciousness. Chapter 3. The Four States of Consciousness. In order to understand what the awakening of the consciousness is and why it is necessary to awaken, we have to define and analyze the four states in which the consciousness can be. In the first state is sleep, akasya. In the second step, vigil, pistis. In the third state, self-consciousness, dianoia. And in the fourth step, objective consciousness, nous, or turiya. The first state of consciousness, called sleep, is the one people are in when their physical body is resting, that is, when they go to sleep. It is the lowest state of consciousness, where, in reality, there is no control. We could say that, instead of consciousness, there is usually unconsciousness, infrahuman sleep, barbarism, cruelty, etc. It is a passive state in which people spend a third of their lives, and often more. The word akasya comes from the Greek and means supposition, assumption, and is something hypothetical, speculative, confused, vague, as are the dreams of most people. It is a subjective state. The second state of consciousness is the misnamed state of vigil, since that word indicates that the person is attentive, vigilant, as the word says. But nevertheless, what generally happens is that when the person wakes up from his rest, from his physical sleep, he continues to dream, with the difference that in this second state, the person now has his eyes open. This second state of consciousness is the one in which people dedicate the other part of their life. The first is dedicated to sleeping physically, studying, working, going to the cafe, talking with their friends, being with their family, educating their children, watching television, going for a walk, talking about politics, having sex, navigating the internet, going on vacation, making war, and killing each other. This is the state that people call vigil, which seems a paradox, since in that state there is no vigilance or conscious attention. They simply continue to sleep awake. This state corresponds to all the reasoning process, opinions, beliefs, hypotheses, dogmas, fanatism, etc. The word pistis is Greek and is translated as faith, belief. In this case, the correct meaning is that of belief. And when one believes in something, he has no certainty that it is true. The common people normally live in these two states of consciousness and rarely manage to pass on to the two superior. During the sleep of the physical body, the ego, wrapped in its body of desires, travels through the molecular region like a dreaming sleepwalker. And when it comes back to the physical body, upon returning to the awakening state, the dreams continue inside the individual. People live dreaming, work dreaming, die dreaming, and mistakenly believe that they are awake. The third state of consciousness, called self-conscious or self-remembering is that state in which, as the word says, the person remembers himself. He is conscious of his own being. The word dianoia is also Greek and is given the meaning of intellect, intelligence, judgment, ingenuity. The Master Samael says that this state manifests as a conceptual synthesis. It is not common for a person to be in this state in general. This happens rarely in life in the form of scarce flashes and can only be achieved in a more or less permanent way through special training through certain disciplines. The third state of consciousness comes about in a natural way in important circumstances of our life, such as, for example, a moment of danger, the first time a mother sees her child, a moment of great happiness, moments when the consciousness is activated naturally because we pay close attention to the event, and in this way self-remembering appears, making us never forget those facts. Here is the explanation of why it happens that over the years we do not remember many of the things we have lived. We forget the details, the names, the dates, the places, the people. That is because the third state of consciousness was not present and we were more or less asleep. These experiences are lost little by little until they sometimes disappear completely. If, dear reader, you do not believe what we are saying, we can at this moment take a small test. Do we remember all the names and faces of all the people who were our classmates in elementary school? If the answer is negative, one might say that this is because memory is unfaithful. But the exact explanation is that memory can record indefinitely that which interests you. And when something truly interests you, you pay attention. And when you pay attention, the third state of consciousness can be provoked or achieved. Self-remembering, which is what allows memory to register an event, a name, a date, a face. When we meet a person for the first time, do we look at his face with attention, carefully, in detail? The Master Samael tells us that self-remembering occurs when we correctly relate our consciousness with the environment and with our physical body. In this state, we are conscious of what is happening in the outside world, in the environment, and at the same time, we are conscious of ourselves, of our physical body, of what we are, of our being. In this state, we perceive things, phenomena, the external world, and the internal world in a new way, completely different from how we were accustomed to perceive things in the two inferior states of consciousness. A new world opens up, a real world, more intense, more alive, more magical. Because of what we are saying here, Master G wrote a book called Life is Real Only When I Am. So then, we emphasize once more that self-remembering, the third state of consciousness, self-consciousness, is achieved by correctly relating the consciousness with the environment and with the physical body. Whoever wants to wake up must learn to remember himself, to feel his body, to feel his existence, to not forget himself. The fourth state of consciousness, called knows, or objective consciousness, or the state of Turiya, we could say in a clear and synthetic way that it is awakened objective consciousness. It is interesting to analyze that in modern Greek, the word knows is assigned the meaning of mind, but that in ancient Greek, the meaning of this word is the spiritual forces of man that help him perceive the reality and process its data. In Hindu philosophy, the state of Turiya indicates the state of pure consciousness, of pure knowledge, the experience of ultimate truth, of enlightenment. In this state, the person knows reality as it is, knows the truth, and there is objective clairvoyance, polyvision, illumination. The fourth state represents in man a completely different state of existence. It is the result of an internal development and of a long and difficult work performed on oneself. It is the state of the great master guides of humanity, of a Jesus Christ, Buddha, Moses, Hermes Trismegistus, Moria, Kutumi, etc. Finally, it is interesting to note that to pass from one state of consciousness to another, one cannot make sudden or great leaps. One must rise from one state to that immediately preceding it in order to reach the higher state. We cannot go from the first state to the third, nor from the second to the fourth. We have to go through each step on the ladder of consciousness. From the state of sleep, we can pass on to that of vigil. From that of vigil, we can pass on to the state of self-consciousness. And from the state of self-consciousness, we can pass on to the state of objective consciousness. The third state of consciousness would be like a snapshot of the fourth state. To comprehend a little more profoundly what objective consciousness or the fourth state of consciousness is, we can say that when the third state of consciousness is stabilized permanently in time, when a continuous series of third states of consciousness is accumulated, it produces the fourth state of objective consciousness, which would be a state of permanent and expanded self-consciousness, which gives the person who achieves it enlightenment.